Welcome to Earnestly Contending for the Faith.com. This is Brother Mike Sutherland. Today's message is going to be titled Religious Acts That Send People to Hell. The devil has provided many alternatives to the new birth, and multitudes are confused by false professions of salvation. I want you to note the Bible's warnings about religious acts. Number one, a person can believe in God and not be saved. That's in James chapter 2, verse 19, which states this, "Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble." A person can also pray to Jesus and not be saved. We see that in Matthew chapter 7, verses 22 and 23. Verse 22, "Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Now, according to Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 and verses 22 and 23, a person can prophesy in Jesus' name and not be saved. Also, according to Matthew chapter 7, verses 22 and 23, a person can do wonderful works in Jesus' name and not be saved. Also, a person can have a zeal for God and not be saved, according to Romans chapter 10, verses 2 and 3, which state the following, "For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God." That's Romans chapter 10, verses 2 and 3. Also, a person can have a zeal to make proselytes for God and not be saved. According to Matthew chapter 23, verse 15, it says this, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you compass sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he is made, you make him twofold more the child of hell than yourself." A person can also be very interested in Jesus Christ and not be saved. Let's go and look at Matthew chapter 19, verses 16 through 22. Verse 16, "And behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. He saith unto him, Which? Jesus said, Thou shalt do no murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The young man saith unto him, All these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? Jesus said unto him, If thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions." Folks, what he done was he chose his possessions over the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, a person can profess to know God and not be saved, according to Titus chapter 1, verse 16, which says this, "They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate." A person can also follow and serve Christ and not be saved. John chapter 6, verses 64 through 70 state this. Verse 64, "But there are some of you that believe not, for Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and who should betray him. And he said, Therefore said I unto you, that no man can come unto me, except it were given unto him of my Father. From that time many of his disciples went back, and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, Will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered them, Have I not chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil? Now that one individual that was a devil was Judas Iscariot. Folks, Satan is very adept at using religion and religious acts to deceive lost sinners into thinking that works will keep them out of hell. In fact, the Bible says this about Satan in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 12 through 15. This is a warning, folks, that you should heed, starting in verse 12. But what I do, that I will do, that I may cut off occasion from them which desire occasion, that wherein they glory, they may be found even as we. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles in Christ, and apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself, let me read that again, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Now, for those of you who believe that your secular or religious works will keep you out of hell, the Bible response to that belief is Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, Titus chapter 3, verse 5, and Galatians chapter 2, verse 16. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 state the following, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Titus chapter 3, verse 5 states this, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost." Galatians chapter 2, verse 16 says this, "Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no man be justified." That's Galatians chapter 2, verse 16. While good works are commendable, any attempt to use them to stay out of hell or to get into heaven is an attempt to set aside the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. Salvation has never been by works. Outside of the Lord Jesus Christ, all of the good works of lost men and women burn up with them in hell and the lake of fire. In John 14, verse 6, the Lord Jesus Christ said this, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." You cannot go to the Father which is in heaven through your good works, folks. You can only go through the Lord Jesus Christ, because he is the only door into heaven. The Holy Ghost had the following to say in John chapter 10. We'll start in verse number 7. "Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling, and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth, because he is an hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known of them. And then up in verse 25 through 29 of that same chapter, we have this. Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believed not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hands. Now, that really should settle the issue there, because there's nothing you can do or neglect to do that will take you out of the Father's hand. And in the parade of faith in Hebrews chapter 11, it uses the phrase by faith 15 different times, but the phrase by works never appears. There are at least 12 passages of Scripture in the New Testament that specifically state that salvation is not by works. These passages include Romans chapter 3, verses 27 and 28, Romans chapter 4, verses 1 through 6, Romans chapter 9, verses 30 through 32, Romans chapter 11, verses 5 through 6, Galatians chapter 2, verse 16, Galatians chapter 3, verses 1 through 11, Ephesians 2, verses 8 through 10, 2 Timothy 1, verse 9, Titus chapter 3, verse 3, Hebrews 4, verses 8 through 10, Hebrews 6, 1, and Hebrews 9, 14. And we're going to go and look at every one of those passages of Scripture. Romans chapter 3, verses 27 and 28 state the following. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Romans chapter 4, verses 1 through 6 read as follows. What shall we say then, that Abraham our father, as pertaining to the flesh, hath found? For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Even as David also describeth the blessedness of the man whom God imputeth righteousness without works. And then in Romans chapter 9, verses 30 through 32, we have the following. What shall we say then, that the Gentiles, which followed not after righteousness, have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith? But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, hath not attained to the law of righteousness. Wherefore, because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by the works of the law, for they stumbled at that stumbling stone. Then we have Romans chapter 11, verses 5 and 6, which state this, even so then, at this present time also, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. And if by grace, then it is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then is it no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. Galatians chapter 2, verse 16 puts it this way, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Then we have Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10, which state the following, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Then we have 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9, where this is written, who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world begun. And again, we have it in Titus chapter 3, the following, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Then we have Hebrews chapter 4, verses 8 through 10, says this, for if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that has entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. And then in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1, we have this, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. And then in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14, the Holy Ghost had this to say, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Now, those 12 passages of Scripture should settle the issue for those who are depending on their works to keep them out of hell or to get them into heaven. The greatest weapon that Satan has in his arsenal that drives people into hell is the belief in works-based salvation. Satan's most destructive works are inside churches or organizations that teach works-based salvation, and tragically, that is the overwhelming majority of churches in the world. However, the Bible teaches that if you do not put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and him alone, your religious works will have you screaming forever and ever and ever from the torments and pains of the lake of fire. Please do not trust your own works to keep you out of hell. Remember what the Lord Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23, where it is written, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Then we have the passages of Scripture in Matthew chapter 25, verse 41, that states the following, then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. And I ask you again, folks, please trust the Lord Jesus Christ today so that on Judgment Day, you do not have to hear these words, I never knew you, depart from me, you that work iniquity, or depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. If you do not trust the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible describes your fate in Luke chapter 16, verses 19 through 31. Here it is in the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, starting in verse 19. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died, and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried, and in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. For I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham saith unto him, They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. Note the closing emphasis there on the Word of God. If they are not going to believe the Word of God, then they are not going to believe some physical manifestation that has come back from the grave. That's how important God considers the Bible to be. I would urge you today to forsake your works as a basis for your salvation, because if you do not, you're going to work your way into hell. Folks, there must come a time when you come to rest in the work of the Lord Jesus Christ and not your works. If you will believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, Hebrews chapter 4, verses 8 through 11 says that you will cease from your own works and come to rest in the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 8 in Hebrews chapter 4 states this, For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that has entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. In closing, I would ask you this question. Have you entered into the rest of the Lord Jesus Christ, or will your eternity go up in the smoke of an eternally burning lake of fire? Think about it. Thank you for joining us today.